What's up, Dashley fam? Welcome back.
I should not have friggin' said that. There's a lot of
with
crap
the Dashleys
going on in the world today, and we're going to talk about some of it, but we're going to try and keep it light and fun.
Let's talk about what's on our minds, Ash.
Well, let's first talk about the news.
The news has been heavy lately.
Yeah.
I'm feeling heavy.
Especially next door to us.
Ruby Frankie was just arrested in the town next to our town. She is the mom of the now defunct 8 Passengers YouTube channel.
Right.
Like 2.5 million subscribers.
We're getting a lot of like family contacting us and like people DMing us like, you live there. Do you know her? I think people think we like hang out because
we have a family vlog.
And she
quote unquote,
she had one and we live in the same town sort of, or she visits this town sometimes.
I don't know. We know so little, but all of a sudden this news just broke that Ruby Frank was doing just
terrible
things to her kids that lived with her, and she's in jail now, and it's just so horrible. It makes me sick, and it's just the air of heaviness.
When I watched them, it felt like, I mean, they were kind of wonky, but I just never
thought. There have been some weird clips that have surfaced recently that kind of like that's a little harsh.
Too,
like Ruby seems obsessed with withholding food from her kids as punishment.
Yeah. And I didn't like watch it that much. I don't know. I think when you like see it clip after clip after clip taken out of like 30, 20 minute vlogs, you like kind of see the pattern.
Yeah. But when you're watching the whole
thing,
when I used to
watch their vlogs, I
just hung out with the Frankie
like,
family for 20 minutes.
I kind of had the vibe like she's kind of an intense mom.
Yeah.
But
when you see all the clips of the more intense moments put together, yeah, you're like, sheesh. And then you hear about what she was actually doing.
Just like,
dude, Russell's a hero, that kid escaping and telling the neighbors. So sad, dude. So sad to think about that.
Then I just get sad and I like imagine if George was that little boy. I don't know. I just go down all these roads. And I just feel so sad because George, like, he's only 12.
Russell?
Yeah, like, George is 7. Dang. It's not that different. Like, I couldn't imagine, like.
According to the news stories, Russell is the boy that escaped out a window and went and told the neighbor that he was being, you know, withheld in the basement and duct taped up.
It's all over the news.
So, so sad. You've probably already heard it. Anyways. Let's lighten it up a little bit here.
Well,
we have some other news stories, and then we're going to dive into some emails and some exciting things coming up next
week. Here's the fun thing about Dallin and I. We don't really watch the news because boring.
We get all of our news.
Dallin gets all his news from
social media.
From puberty, all his fun news. And I get all my fun news from people. And then we get our real news from this guy on Instagram named
Moshe.
I don't think we're saying it right. M-O-S-H-E-H.
Moshe.
I don't know. I've never heard anyone say it.
Moshe.
It's like, I have like a fear of mispronouncing things because I was homeschooled. And when I finally went to college, I said like 4 words really weird. And I had no idea. Because like, if you're just reading like textbook words all day, like you don't ever, you know how like sometimes you sound out a word in your head and you're like, that must be how it's said. And
my
then.
Sisipe.
Yeah. Like I always said hammock.
You weirdo.
I know. My roommates were like, say that again.
Okay. A lot of people probably heard of this one. Flight from Atlanta forced to turn around after the pilot labels passengers' diarrhea as a biohazard. Apparently, somebody had such bad diarrhea in a flight.
Can they not just
stay
in the bathroom?
That it like spread through the whole airplane as they were running back to the bathroom or something. And the pilot declared it an emergency and they had to turn around land it back in Atlanta.
Being around large groups of people as I get older, it makes me more and more nervous. I don't like
it. That's nasty.
We were on on our flight from Vegas to Alaska. Or Vegas to Seattle. We usually drive to Vegas to fly because the prices there are way better than the price for the St. George Airport. And there was a guy, we were like up in the air and he runs up and Dallin and I are in the front row with our kids. And he's talking to the stewardess and I like notice his pants are wet and his shirt is wet.
He smells
terrible. And it's an airplane. So I'm the aisle and he's literally like 4 inches from me and he's making jokes and telling everyone. I think he was just nervous. So he's just talking and telling everyone like he was so hungover and so sick.
Sorry. Instagram's open.
That he threw up everywhere and peed his pants the stewardess is like talking to him and I'm listening into everything. And she's like, yeah, everyone's pretty chill except for the lady next to you. She's pretty mad. You're probably going to want to apologize to her when you go back.
You think?
I was like,
the guy's like, yeah, I just partied too hard in Vegas last night, man.
He seemed embarrassed, but he didn't seem like remorseful. Deeply sorry.
I know.
Because he probably peed and threw up on this lady next to him. Because I don't know. I don't know why he didn't get out of his seat. Or
I think
like,
it was more just throw up.
No. He also peed everywhere.
Why?
Because the stewardess that I'm listening to was like, did you urinate every? Because she had to go clean it. And she was like, is it just throw up? He was like, also pee.
Oh my gosh, dude.
And she was like, are you sick or were you hungover? And he was like, hungover. And she was so jolly about it. I was really impressed with her because I would have been like,
another day on Spirit Airlines.
I would have been like, are you kidding me, man?
Yeah.
But she was just, she just put on her gloves and took back her paper towel roll. Just went on back there.
Stewardess are not paid enough. Okay, here's some fun news. Toy Story 5 will reportedly have Andy in it again, with his new family being an important part of the plot.
I'm a hater. I'm just... Can we just end it?
No.
The last two, it was too much. Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 2, but like, it should have ended. I just...
Never end it.
I don't love it that much.
Really?
I thought 1 was...
One was a huge part of my childhood.
And I felt like 2 kind of like, great, there's been 2.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need, I didn't.
4, I mean.
Is there 3 and 4?
The detail in the animation of 4 blew me away.
I thought
the story was a little weird.
It was fine. It's just kind of, there's like these toys like living in, I don't know. I just, the teddy bear was weird.
The creepy.
Chuckles or snuggles that hugs a lot.
That's 3.
Yeah, I know. I just thought it get. I think it needs to end.
I thought it was going to end. Honestly.
I just think it should have ended a long time ago and they're killing the magic. All right. I have interesting pop culture news for everyone in case they didn't already know. Kylie Jenner apparently broke up with Travis Scott. This is all new to me because apparently she's been spotted with Timothy
Chalamet.
Chalamet, who I only know him from being in Little Women. I think he's been in other things, but he was the guy in Little Lori. Anyways, they're together, apparently.
Ashley loves the Kardashians.
I'm very intrigued. Here's something sad. There was a lion that was finally rescued and sent to a sanctuary because he's been, I guess they've still been feeding him, but he's been living in a concrete cell at a closed zoo for 5 years.
I thought we were done with the sad news.
That's terrible. I can't. I can't imagine being in a cell for 5 years. I feel like people should be punished for that. I guess it was in Armenia. I don't know how they probably don't have great zoos there.
I don't know.
It's not a great place to be in a zoo, I would guess. Oh
my gosh.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are breaking up. It came out
this of. This is a day of horrible news.
It came out of nowhere. They've had like this. There's been this whole thing like the Joe Bros wives are like this, they're all so happy and like powerful and power couples and out of nowhere now they're getting a divorce. I mean,
they said it was irretrievable.
They've been living apart for months. It's stupid that I care so much.
Well, you've loved the Jonas Brothers forever.
I just like whenever I looked at them, like Kevin and his wife, I forgot her name. I'm spacing them all now. I was like, they're pretty strong. They've been together for a while. Like they're going to be strong. And then it like between Joe and Kevin, I always pegged Kevin's marriage as breaking up first. Kevin and Priyanka. It's like one of those pairings that you're like, I don't get it, but it seems to be working. But Joe and Sophie, I felt like were such a good pair. I mean, I kind of feel like he married up.
Like, yeah.
Well, she was like the Game of Thrones, like princess queen. And he's like a Jonas brother, which is
just
great.
Just a silly Jonas brother.
They've done well for themselves. They've made quite the like return, I feel like.
Jonas Brothers.
Oh, you want to hear something scary?
Yeah. And then I have a fun email to read.
18 months after her cesarean section, a woman went into the hospital to have a six inch surgical tool removed from her body.
Ugh.
That they accidentally left in her body. It was like one of those things that hold you open or something. They just
New Zealand. Got left in there.
They just left it in.
I feel like that's...
I feel like maybe we need to do like a post-op
X-ray just to make sure.
Just because. Anyways, she went back in and they got it out.
Hey guys, I'm feeling a little something in my stomach.
I just hope... I don't know how it works in New Zealand, but I just hope she sued them for every penny.
She gets to live the rest of her life in peace.
Hi! You left a metal tool in my abdomen?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. All right. This is from Haley. She says, validating all of your Office references.
Thank you. I have a friend who's never watched The Office. So every time I make an Office reference, which is basically every 4 minutes, I'm like, oh, you wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't understand.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Ashley and Dylan. My name is Haley and I live in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And I absolutely love listening to your podcast. You two are so real, down to earth, and genuinely funny. Hearing you guys chat about life is such a breath of fresh air. Well, except for today's podcast, because this has been the most dismal podcast I've ever recorded.
We've been trying to podcast for a while, but we feel like we need to like say something. And I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Just feel yucky and I never want to talk again. That's kind of been how I felt.
She says, I wanted to reach out and let you know that I, too, have always been a huge fan of The Office, and I catch all, yes, all of the times Dallin sneaks quotes from The Office into podcasts, reels, videos, etc.
Nice.
Just a minute ago, I saw your reel titled How I Wish Phone Calls Went With My Husband Part 2, and noticed in your caption, murderer was changed to muckducker, yeah. And I thought, okay, that's it. They have to know somebody notices and appreciates all of this.
We Dallin, always get a couple people who notice.
Yeah, Dallin, I see you. I find it equally hilarious, and I feel like I'm in on a secret because I know not everyone picks up on it. Please keep it up and I live for those little Easter eggs.
Do you do that because you're not supposed to say murder?
I'm afraid of typing out murder, yeah.
I think you're not really supposed to talk about murder.
I think
it's one of those words that might be flagged.
I don't want to get flagged and shadow banned on social media or whatever.
I think we probably already have been.
I don't know. I think we're doing okay. She also said, if you want to visit Minnesota, highly recommend you go to the North Shore. You'd be surprised how beautiful such a flat and cold state can be.
I have seen pictures of these like great lake place cliffs that people kayak around. And every time I see them, I'm like, well, that's got to be in like Greece or like some European beautiful place. And it's always the Great Lakes.
Huh.
And I just don't know where. There's got to be like.
Lots of people have said Michigan is the funnest place they've ever RV'd to.
Ooh, speaking of RVs, Dallin's got the bug. Hard.
I do.
He has got it hard. The only thing keeping him from going out and getting another RV is the fact that
they cost money.
Like 8 months ago, we went and looked at an RV, and when we walked in, it was a really hot day, and all of the walls were peeling off. Like the glue had liquefied in the cabinets and the walls, and all of the sticker. You know how like. Cheap cabinets have like a wood sticker.
It was like
that's how
off.
Trailers are, and it was all everything was peeling off when we walked in, and the guy was like, oh yeah, this happens all the time.
We'll fix that. You pick it up.
And we were like,
just like, what are these
what
things?
Are we paying for,
like, why? So, and all the stories of trailer maintenance and actually understanding trailer
well, you
maintenance.
Did really good. I think you were like very much like,
remember that time we were stranded in Kingman or something, and it was just luck that there was a guy next door that was an RV repairman and had some time to fit us in before all of our food went bad. Maybe a lot of our food did still go bad because our fridge was going out like every other day.
I mean, I never felt in danger. We can always eat out.
Yeah, but just...
That sucked. Sucks. Also, the thing holding Dallin back is he loves his truck.
My Raptor is such a fun truck to drive. It can't tow much.
It's not a towing truck. It's like a racehorse, right? Pull a wagon with a racehorse.
Right. It's made to go to Starbucks and
it's made to go to drop your kids off at private school, go to Starbucks.
That's the running joke about Raptors.
Yeah.
That aren't used for what they're made for, like the vast majority of them.
I would just be afraid to ruin it.
I mean, they're pretty tough.
Yeah, but...
They're made to go off-roading.
You don't want to dent it or something.
Yeah.
You don't even like the kids opening the doors. You're like...
Well, they yank down on
them. I'm just saying, like, you're not going to go ride it over
some
boulders.
I don't like when they
do
that to your car either. Well, I wouldn't run into the boulder. I would
go
over the boulder.
You go bouldering and stuff. Like, I'm just saying...
Skill is involved where you do it the right way.
Okay.
All right. We have another email. Anna wants to know where she should move. Hey, Dallin, Ashley, I need some advice. My husband and I are 23 with two kids, and we want to start a new adventure in another state.
Oh, I know one. my family just went here and I've always wanted to go. Charleston, South Carolina. Except hurricanes. And I kind of have this fear if there's ever a World War III, any of the states near the capital or the coast might get hit hard.
We live in the perfect spot for many reasons.
I have many anxieties and World War III is one of them. And I sit here in St. George and I'm like, I don't think anyone's like gonna...
St. George isn't number one on anybody's list, really.
I think I'll know. I'll have enough time to go run and hide somewhere before they're like, oh, we're coming for St. George next.
Right.
They might even forget about us.
Yeah, hopefully.
So you're like, it's too hot there. We don't want to go there.
We'll go bunk with the polygamists.
No.
All right. We want to start a new adventure in another state. We were both born and raised in Skagit County, Washington, about an hour north of Seattle. That's straight up near Bellingham. Love it up there.
We love it there.
And as beautiful as it is here, we really don't care for the politics and people in this area are just kind of grouchy. LOL. Okay,
we felt that. We have always loved Washington.
Uh-huh.
And this, I don't know if we just had some weird encounters this last time we went up, but we just kind of felt like maybe summer was ending and people are just like, crap, winter's starting again. We just met some grouchies.
It was still middle of summer when we were up there.
Well, like it's ending soon for them. So maybe they're just like, that's how I was in northern Utah.
We talked with the land caretaker of
I liked the
Airbnb.
The people who took care of our Airbnb were so nice.
Well, they were from
Utah.
But
they were also kind of like, people here are a little grouchy.
Yeah, they said there weren't many friendly people over in Bainbridge Island.
I don't know.
That's what they said, just quoting them. Also, we had a weird or your friend had a weird experience at the coffee shop that morning.
I feel like we all just had weird experiences that trip.
Yeah.
Where people were just not their cheerfulest.
Yeah. Anyways, I've been watching. We got a lot of stares from people who didn't like our kids being loud. People have more dogs up there than kids, it seems like.
We just take our kids everywhere. And some of the coffee shops were just kind of...
little snooty, maybe.
You could tell some of the people working didn't want to be working next to George and
James.
Well,
they were like patrons who were perturbed by our kids' noises.
They're pretty loud, but...
They were a little crazy.
They are pretty loud.
I mean, it's part of life. They were a kid once. Sure, they were a little shithead.
Wow.
All right. She says she doesn't care for the politics and people in this area. Kind of grouchy. LOL. Probably from the lack of sun. Anyways, I've been watching your videos since 2019 and have found a love for Utah for what I've seen in your videos.
Utah's great.
Yeah, Utah's pretty awesome. Now, my only concern with moving to Utah, other than the heat, is that from what I've read, it sounds very Mormon, and we are both Christian, not really sure which denomination we fall into, maybe a mix. Do you find it's hard to live in a predominantly Mormon area when you aren't Mormon? Are you religious at all anymore? Sorry, that was a lot. Some other states that are on our list are Montana, Idaho, and Texas.
Ooh, my sister's moving to Idaho. You can get some good home prices in Idaho.
Idaho's beautiful.
My sister's getting like 3-4 acres of land, like a house bigger than ours. Everything just so nice. There's like a second garage / carriage house on property. Mm-hmm. It's like cheaper than our house.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think we have better weather, but.
Well, yeah.
Here's the thing about Utah, okay? If you are Mormon, you have this like built-in system to get to know everyone in your neighborhood and everyone on your street, and to have like this, you move in, you go to church, and you're part of this community, and it's called a ward, like the church.
The individual congregations are wards, and a group of wards is called a stake.
You need just like, it's really easy to make friends if you're just part of that group. Yeah. This was our first time moving where we in Utah, like, every time we've moved in Utah, we've just gotten to our new church building and met everyone in our church. And that's where we've gotten our friends from. Or like your next door neighbors. But usually your next door neighbors are in your church building. So this was our first time moving where we didn't have that. And it felt really weird at first because we're just not used to making friends like the normal way. Like for me, all growing up, our closest...
normal.
No, like my closest family friends, even in Georgia, were the people... from our church. That's where those were my best friends. I always knew my church friends better than I knew like
because you went to church with them every Sunday.
Well, yeah. And like, that's who my family hung out with. And if we were to meet up with our family, my parents were just really good friends with other parents in the church. So we would do things together. Like, I hardly knew people in my neighborhood. I knew, like, some of the kids, but my best friends were, and, like, grown-ups who I was familiar with, it was always, like, from church first. So moving here was our first experience, just, like, meeting friends as secular people. I don't know. And it
Gentile.
We just kind of, like, didn't know what to do at first. We didn't know... It sounds kind of lame, but it's...
Luckily, we had some friends down here already, and they introduced us to some friends. Some people introduced themselves to us. We have a little advantage Mormons because we're on Instagram and stuff. It's, like,
so easy. Mormons are just normal people who just might go to a different church than you.
Now
so
more than ever, Mormon church is trying to assimilate into the broader Christian community and not differentiate themselves so much. Like, they just changed their icons on Google Maps from Angel Moroni's holding up a trumpet to crosses when you search, like, Mormon church.
Yeah, like,
the icon shows up as a cross. And the church, Mormon church, used to be so averse to the cross symbolism just because they say that they don't want to focus on the cross, that Jesus is, you know, resurrected and stuff. Focus on him living. Anyways, no, but they're trying to assimilate more than ever to be one of the Christian churches instead of differentiate themselves. And I think that that is positive, and they're trying to really just be more Christ-centered rather than, you know, like, Mormon-y.
Yeah, so, like, what I'm saying is a lot of people think Mormons are just, like, completely wacky, and, like, if you're not Mormon, they don't want to be your friend. It's definitely not true. Like, a lot of my good friends here are active in the church, and they know I'm not active, and they, like, literally don't care. So... And the great thing about a lot of Mormon families is you have kids, like, they probably have kids. They're very, like, family-centered. Like,
you'll meet some super Orthodox friends. Ones that are turned off by the fact that you aren't Mormon, and that's okay.
Honestly, like,
but
never
those
met
are those are becoming those fewer people. And farther between. I feel like most Mormons are just kind people wanting to just be a good neighbor and to live a good Christ-like life.
Like, most of them are just okay. So when I was an active Mormon person, my great fear was that everyone who wasn't Mormon would just think I was weird.
Yeah.
So that kind of, I like growing up in Georgia, like people thought Mormons were super weird. So that always gave me a little bit of anxiety, kind of meeting people and like being nervous about the moment they found out I was Mormon or something. So I feel like if there's any weirdness, it might just be because they might just be nervous. You might not like them because they're Mormon. But most of them are pretty chill.
Most Mormons are pretty chill and just are trying to be a good person and follow Jesus.
Utah's had a lot of growth, like a lot of growth. So like Salt Lake is like 50% Mormon, 50%.
It's less than 50% now.
Like even St. George, which is, if you want to move there, St. George has been like a wonderful, beautiful experience. Such a good family town.
Yeah.
Like we've been shocked like how many like people who... There are who like didn't grow up in the church ever, or like are lots of California move-ins. People trying to get out of California are moving here because there's the similar weather.
Uh-huh. And even if there are members, I'm learning that there is a big difference between members that didn't grow up in like Salt Lake area, a little more chill,
maybe
a little less judgy.
I feel like there's a lot of stereotypes, and then when you actually meet people, you're like,
oh, you're normal.
Oh, like you just go to a different church than me, but you're like a great person.
No,
and I feel like Mormons have that for people who aren't Mormon, and people who are Mormon might have that, or people who aren't Mormon have that for people who are Mormon.
Yeah. They might. I mean, any good Mormon will feel a little obligation to invite you to church or something, you know, but if you're strongly like, you know what, we've looked into it, it's not for us, but would love to still be your friend. They'll be like, cool.
Yeah,
great. No, you know, don't even like, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
There's people of religion or non-religion, but still part of a religious mindset wherever you go. Like I honestly went to Pacific Northwest, and it felt like a cult of a different order. Like,
or a church. Church is probably a better
church
word.
Of a different order. Like their commitment to
like nature and stuff.
Nature
it's
and
just very
animals.
Like a different culture than us.
Like Ashley asked for a straw at a restaurant, and this lady judged the crap out of her.
She was really grouchy.
Because Ashley wanted a straw. And I'm like, how is that any different than a super Orthodox, judgy Christian person?
Well, I went and talked to my friend who lives there, and I was like, the waitress was so mean. She really, if something happened, she didn't like when I asked for a straw or something. And my friend was like, you asked for a straw?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, so you're judging me too now.
Yeah. And she was like, well, that kills sea creatures that goes into the landfill. And I was like, she should have just said there's no straws here.
Right.
Why are there even straws?
Right. Or just have biodegradable ones or something.
I don't know. Costco does. They're the worst. But
yeah.
Anyways, don't remember the question. Utah's great.
Oh, no. Yeah. There's
like if you move,
there's great people and weird people wherever you go. And Utah just has a lot of really cool things to offer.
I feel like people are really good at adapting. Like when I lived in Georgia, all of my neighbors and friends were who weren't Mormon were Southern Baptist. And you kind of just learn like how to be respectful of other people's beliefs. And like, mostly you just don't care. Like someone's religion is not like that much coming into your friend, like conversations or yeah. I don't know. Like I just, it wasn't like a thing.
Yeah. No, the average Mormon lifestyle might be a little different than yours. So you just find some that fit in with your lifestyle. It's not like yeah, you go to church and you're immediately friends with like 400
mostly,
people.
Probably the main difference you'll find is if you go to a barbecue in their backyard, they'll have just tons of soda and not any beer. Yeah. Like that's it.
I know.
Other than that, like they're, it's pretty, we're all just humans.
You won't go get coffee with them, except for more and more. We're finding out the active members are thinking that's an outdated
like
policy.
There's 30 coffee shops in St. George.
Still so drink coffee, even though they're active chill. Members. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh yeah. So we've probably belabored that. I wouldn't let Mormonism sway you from moving here.
It's Utah's a great place. There's great so place. Many parks. It feels very like family oriented. Mm-hmm.
She says, oh, also, have you guys found it's hard living away from your family, even though it's a location that you love?
Yes.
We are both pretty young and don't want to make the wrong decision packing up our life and moving somewhere we end up hating. Ashley said in your last live that you might be coming to Washington to stay with a friend for a month. Have you ever thought about buying a vacation home here? Sorry, this is so long. Love you guys. Hope to meet you one day. Much love, Anna.
Yes. To all. Yes.
Yes.
We've thought about it. St. George gets really hot, so we're kind of trying to figure out what to do in the summer. We've thrown around like the RV situation. Then we could do like Pacific Northwest or go stay with my family in Georgia for a while. We've also thought like maybe it would just be fun to have a little cabin. Utah home prices have like skyrocketed compared mm-hmm. to what they were.
Yeah.
So I don't really think that's in the cards. And then if I had a second house, I would want it to be within like 2 or 3 hours. So
like Florida's out of the question.
There's not like a lot of remote cheap land places within that distance.
Yeah.
Plus I don't want to take care of two homes. What was the second thing? Oh, family. It really, family. I drive around sometimes and daydream about, oh, there's nothing to do today. Wouldn't it be fun to just drive down the road to grandma's? Or like, oh, we have an hour before we need to pick James up from school or George up from his school group. Like, it would be so fun if we could just stop at grandma's with Violet for a minute and play versus like sitting at a park or Sunday dinner. Everyone just has kind of like, my family hasn't really worked out and I don't want to live.
I would say the pro of being close to family really could outweigh a big list of cons.
If you're happy being close to family and having like a trusted babysitter and just like letting your kids be close to their cousins and especially as they get older, like it's sometimes really, really sad that we don't have what I see other families have.
Yeah.
And I don't, that's kind of another reason we're like, maybe a trailer would be great. Like we could go and spend so much more time, like versus 3 days. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's really just hard and no one knows. It's kind of depressing.
Well, let's end this on a depressing note, just like we started. No. Yeah. This too shall pass, this air of heaviness.
Well, you never know. Like I think about like in 20 years, am I going to look back and be like, hey, stupid, why didn't you just move close to your family? Why'd you sit around and be sad about it for 15 years? Like it's not that big of a deal. You could have just moved. You probably would have liked it there just as much. Or am I going to look back and be like, St. George was the perfect place to raise our family. And I'm so glad we stayed.
I don't think we're doing this naively, like we actually did the move out there. We were going to be out there for a few months, but by the end of day one, you were like, I hate it. We're not going
to
live.
It's hard. Like it's hard to differentiate.
Maybe we should give it another try a few years.
Right. It'd be fun to do the trailer thing. It's just hard to differentiate. I was like 3 months postpartum. I don't know if I was just having like a crazy, like, oh my gosh, I don't have a home. I have a baby. I just flew across the country without Dallin. I don't know if he's going to like it out here. I don't know. There's so many unknowns, like a panic attack. Or if I was like having this like great moment of like inspiration closure. And like closure and like you like go to like St. George's for you. Like looking back, I don't know what it was.
Really? I thought it
was like we've had a couple experiences where like me and you have gotten really nervous about a decision and done the opposite. Like when we almost moved down here the first time and we got really nervous and we were like, oh my gosh, this is probably a terrible decision. We don't know. And now looking back on that almost first move, we're like, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
We were just freaking out because it was a big change. I don't know if Georgia was me freaking out because it was a big change. And I was like emotionally.
It wasn't going to be permanent though. It was just going to be for a few months.
I have learned, especially this last couple of years, that I hate.
Like bugs?
Unknown.
Oh.
Just like the thought of like moving out there and then moving back, or like you being miserable out there for 6 months and us changing our mind, or me, or like I hated the idea of us not knowing if we'd like it. And if we didn't like it, it would be my fault.
Oh.
That like really was hard for me. And I just didn't know. And I didn't know so much that I didn't want to make you do it.
Well, if we weren't making we were just going to live there for a few months and rent.
I know, but like in my mind at that moment, it was like the biggest deal. And now looking back, I'm like, it was chill, Ash. Like,
yeah,
come on. But I think I was just I would call you in tears. Like,
you hated the bugs. You hated the area.
I hated living alone.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I'd be like, can you sleep over, Mom?
Oh, yeah. I remember driving and you're like, ugh, there's a spider web from the top of that telephone pole down to the ground.
It was gnarly. It's gnarly. Like, I had forgotten that feeling of being on my guard because I could walk through a spider web at any time. Or like when you walk into walking up onto our porch, like, always checking, kind of like walking, leaning back a little bit. So you see a spider web I don't know if everyone has this experience in Georgia. I lived in like kind of like the country. And I used to like, we used to go to church class every morning, early morning seminary at like 5:30. We would leave our house in the morning. So it was still dark. And I cannot tell you how many times I walked through a spider web that spanned one porch beam to the other porch beam. And then once you get through that, I walk down the sidewalk a little bit and there's like, we had a willow tree and walking under that, like I would have a stick so I could swipe it in front of my face to make sure I didn't walk through this huge gnarly spider web every time.
Ugh.
Just like, you don't have that here. And going back there, it was like,
yeah,
I would call Dad and be like, oh my gosh, there's like, there's another one in the window.
Yeah, you hated that.
I hated it.
Man. Okay, well,
two places you would move.
Oh, move to St. George.
Because St. George is a great place.
Love it here. Gets really hot in the summer, but not as hot as like Phoenix or something.
I've heard great things about Charleston, South Carolina.
I've never been there.
I've heard great things about Boise, Idaho for families too.
Idaho, if you like the snow.
My sister.
Man, it's beautiful
Boise,
up there.
Boise, Idaho.
Good air too.
Boise's like a little Salt Lake. Like a huge tech presence, like lots of new move-ins, lots of families, lots of good, like where they're kind of like investing in like parks and trails. I've heard a lot of good things about Boise
State.
If you like Idaho, a lot of my family lives in Billings, Montana. So I've always thought that was a magical place.
Yeah.
Where else would we move? We really liked San Antonio, like an outskirt of San Antonio.
Austin. Really cool.
Just that whole like you're like 2 hours from the beach and you can get like a nice home they have really nice neighborhoods that are like sprawling where there's big lots and a big community pool.
If you're considering Texas, especially Austin, listen to Joe Rogan, and he moved down there recently from LA and he just loves Austin so much, and he's getting lots of comedians and other people to move to Austin because it's he just loves it.
Well,
there.
There's like in between Austin, San Antonio, and Houston. Is that what it is? There's like a lot of places where you could live where you're like an hour away from two cities and 2 hours away from one. So like you have a lot of kind of like weekend options where you want to go.
North Austin, man, some really cool areas up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
Georgia's great too. My family lives in Dahlonega, Georgia. They love it there. That's where I grew up.
Cool. Tell us where you move. Or where you're thinking.
Dallin wants to move to Winter Garden, Florida.
I want to move right next to
Disney
World. Or
Windermere, Florida.
Yeah.
Mm.
We're going to go explore it next week. Oh, yeah. To end the podcast on a happy note. going to Disney World, going to be there for a week, and we're just going to do all the things. I have some fun real ideas, TikTok ideas we're going
to
make.
Well, I had a whole Q&A. We didn't get to it, so we're going to film another one, I think, before our trip. So we'll have our Q&A on next. Then after that, we'll have our Disney podcast talking all about everything we did at Disney, the plane ride. Oh my gosh, we have the worst plane ride coming up. We fly out of St. George to Salt Lake. That's chill. 6 a.m. we go. And then we have a 4-hour layover in Salt Lake. And then it's like 4.5 hours to Orlando.
These would all be so chill if Violet wasn't 2 years old, you know? But with a 2-year-old, you're just every all hands trip on
is,
deck.
Every trip is getting better. You know? She's getting more and more. She's starting to like really love movies like Frozen and Bluey and Peppa Pig.
Yeah. So we're going to wake up early. That flight should be all right going up Salt Lake, and then we'll run around the Salt Lake airport, and then I'm hoping
4 hours.
I'm really hoping that she'll sleep for a chunk of the flight to Florida.
It would be her nap time.
And then we will just try to watch shows the rest of the time.
Got her to sleep last time.
That's the game plan. Okay. Wish us luck on that trip. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. Email us isnhstpodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.